On Scripps College Week, how do our cells respond to stress? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gretchen Edwards-Gilbert, associate professor of biology, takes a closer look.
We experience a variety of types of stress every day, from chronic stress like air pollution to minor stress like, where's my phone? Just as whole organisms encounter stress, cells within organisms sense changes in their environments and either respond successfully, maintaining homeostasis, or do not, leading to cell death. How do cells respond to stress at the molecular level? I study one aspect of this problem, specifically how cells adjust what proteins are made and where those proteins are made in the cell, and how this adaptability in protein synthesis helps the cell respond successfully to stressors such as heat, availability of oxygen, or availability of nutrients. I use the model eukaryotic system budding yeast, or Saccharomyces cerevisiae, since it is a well-characterized organism with gene expression pathways that are very similar to those in more complex organisms, including humans. Thus, research done in yeast is often a base for further studies in other systems. A key component of the cell is the mitochondria, also referred to as the powerhouse of the cell, since it is the site of much energy generation in the form of adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is the main form of energy that cells use to stay alive. Recent studies have highlighted the importance of mitochondria in the integrated stress response, and new technologies have uncovered a wealth of proteins that were not previously known to be there that are also found in other parts of the cell. Uncovering novel functions for these proteins is important for understanding how mitochondria serve as key players in the integrated stress response. As climate changes occur globally, organisms must adapt, and regulation of gene expression is an essential response to these changes.
That was Gretchen Edwards-Gilbert of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.